Pope Benedict called for special prayers for peace in the Holy Land and Middle East Sunday after reciting the Angelus during his summer stay in Lake Home.
Le notizie dalla Terra Santa sono per tutti motivo.
The Holy Father said the news coming from the Holy Land in recent days gives cause for further serious concern among all people, especially because of the increased conflict in Lebanon and the many victims among the civilian population. He said that at the root of the conflict were objective violations of law and justice. But he said that neither terrorist acts nor reprisals can ever be justified, especially when they have tragic consequences for the civilian population. He said that such paths do not lead to positive results. Before the Angelus, Pope Benedict spoke about the significance of Sunday's feast day, which is Our Lady of Mount Carmel. Mount Carmel, located in the Holy Land, has long been sought out by hermits, and the Pope pointed out that the most famous of these was the prophet Elijah, who in the 9th century before Christ strongly defended the purity of the faith in the one true God from contamination by idolatrous cults.
I più celebre di questi uomini di Dio fu il grande profeta Elia.
He then made mention of the Carmelite order, which draws its inspiration from Elijah, and includes in its ranks such saints as Teresa of Avila, John of the Cross, and St. Edith Stein. The Holy Father said he wanted to entrust all communities of contemplative life around the world to the Queen of Mount Carmel.
Monte della Terra Santa, che a pochi chilometri dal Libano domina la città israeliana di Haifa.
After the Angelus, the Pope mentioned that Mount Carmel is only a few miles away from Lebanon, and it also dominates the Israeli city of Haifa, which he pointed out was recently hit in the ongoing conflict. He asked everyone to pray to Mary, Queen of Peace, that she may beseech God to grant the fundamental gift of harmony and lead political leaders back to the path of reason and to opening new opportunities of dialogue and understanding.
Ed aprendo nuove possibilità di dialogo e di intesa.